друзья. Далее.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, August 21st, live edition of the Best Fox Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm calling in from a remote location, but in a few moments, the boys will join me in the studio and we'll try to calm down the nerves. Gee, here we go again. Is this the big one? This bull's been going on for 6 years and 20 weeks, and here's another major threat to the bull market. And one of these will be the big one, so we will analyze it again here today. You know, actually, we've improved quite a bit since the market first opened this morning. I was ready to just go get in the boat and head west and just keep going till we run out of gas. But I decided, you know what? Let's hang around and see how this thing does. The S&P right now is down 10 points. It was down 20 points, so we've cut the loss in half. Even that looks good in this environment we're in right now. The S&P is at 2,025, and I've been saying at the 2,000 level, it's kind of the critical level for me. The Dow, however, is now below 17,000, and I have been warning about the Dow because you've got a lot of multinationals and energy stocks in the Dow. The Dow is down 114 points to 16,876. The NASDAQ has pared its loss, its opening loss, boy, it's by quite a bit here. It's only down 0.5% right now. The NASDAQ's at 48.53. Crude oil continues to be a problem. 41.19. Gold, 11.55. The euro, 1.12. And the 10-year yield right now is clear down. You know, that safe haven, that 10-year bond is now clear down to 2.07%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're going to bring in Rob Sanford. Rob, you're there, right?
Yes, good morning. It's good to hear that you're driving the boat remotely here.
That's right. You know, I am going to really put the microscope, the magnifying glass to this market in my newsletter this weekend. And, you know, it just helps for me to be in a quiet place to do that analysis. But I can tell you right now, Rob, that at first blush, maybe second blush, maybe third blush, because we've had several bad days this week, I don't see this as being the big one. Yes, this is a major threat to the market. There's been some technical damage done, and I'm going to go through some ugly charts, but right now it seems to really still be contained to the, you know, stocks that do business overseas. You know, this global slowdown seems to be getting worse. And China seems to be kind of at the center of it right now. So, hey, you know what we've been telling them all year long? You have to step back and you have to analyze each and every situation and come away with your conclusion based on that information. Do we have Stephen in the house, too?
He is, but we're having a couple of technical difficulties. He can hear you and I blab right now.
But, oh, okay.
But
that's
for
good.
For now, anyway, I'll have to relay any of his thoughts. I'll be his translator at this point. You know, Bill, last week I was talking about these are the kind of days that a person would want to have a professional money manager such as yourself. These are the days when you don't necessarily want to have to worry about the volatile ups and downs. It's nice to have an experienced captain at the wheel when the waters get a little choppy. Sure, it's fun for a guy to rent a boat and drive around himself when the weather's nice and the seas are calm. But when there are potential problems on the horizon, it's nice to have an experienced captain. And it's a good time to have a professional money manager when the markets are potentially volatile.
Well, I have seen a few days like this. I've seen a few weeks like this in my life. I've seen a few months like this. I've even seen some years like this. You know, I was around in 2000 when the NASDAQ just got crashed. I was around in 2008 when the market and the housing market got thrashed. And now here we are again. I guess if I were to, try to identify what this is all centered around, I would have to say really two things. I would have to say, number one, the crash in oil prices, it's a concern because it is an indicator of global demand. I mean, if people aren't buying gasoline and oil to run their factories, that means the factories aren't coming at full speed ahead. On the other hand, I think a lot of this drop in oil has been induced by our friends in the Middle East, especially the Saudis, who continue to flood the market with oil, driving oil prices down and hurting the U.S. economy. So, yes, I'm sure demand has decreased quite a bit, but I think it's more of a supply issue than a demand issue. And I think that the second center of concern here is the big slowdown in China. And, you know, I probably think that China's numbers were pretty inflated to begin with. You know how those communist government works, Rob.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
What do you want the numbers to be? And that's what will tell the world. Well, you know, this world's become more transparent. You know, China doesn't hide behind the bamboo curtain anymore. We've got boots on the ground in China. So it's a lot harder to get away with that kind of behavior in a more transparent world. And, I mean, China right now could be the cheapest market in the world. But sentiment, when sentiment turns, it doesn't matter. Valuation goes out the window. And then people take and they, you know, expand it to the next step. They say, well, if China's slowing down, will that bring the U.S. economy to a halt? Now, just as recently as Monday, I went through the big picture of the market. And as of Monday, nothing had changed drastically yet. And in fact, you know, my thoughts and feelings echo those of the head of research at Goldman Sachs, their chief market analyst, Abby Joseph Cohen, who's been around twice as long as I have. And, you know, she says that the U.S. economy is still growing. You know, I don't know. Have you been to a Home Depot lately, Rob? I mean, is there still a line? Yeah, you know, they're importing stuff from China, and those Chinese goods just got cheaper. So I don't see this China slowdown spreading to the American economy. Certain parts of it, yes. You know, GM sells a lot of cars in China. Would I own GM stock now? No. Would I own Apple stock, which sells a lot of phones in China? No. But there's plenty of good U.S. stocks right now that are still flourishing. Now, having said that, you know, Rob, I am a big believer. I have a line in the sand on every single position that I own. And when you walk by my office and, the door is closed, I am going through every single position that we own at Gunderson Capital Management and making sure that those stocks are still above my line in the sand. And what do I do if they dip down below the line in the sand? I sold about two or three positions yesterday. So, you know, it's just as important for me to protect on the downside as it is to try to make money for people, you know, when things are going good.
And that's the comforting part. That's the comforting part about having a guy like you at the helm or at the wheel saying, hey, I at least have somebody who knows what the heck they're doing, who's breathing through their nose instead of mouth breathing, and taking care of my portfolio so I can go fishing or I can go play golf. I got a guy that's staying there watching it for me. And that's the good part about having Bill Gunderson in your corner on a day like today or yesterday or the day before.
You know, we got an account in the other day, and I looked at the positions in that account. Every single one of them should have been sold months ago. And instead, whoever was managing that account, I don't know if he had an outside manager or if he was doing it himself.
Or a robot.
Yet now those stocks are down 30 to 40% from their highs. and nothing was done along the way. It's kind of like that radio call we got the other day. What are you doing fishing out there? You should be in here.
Right.
We felt pretty stupid. I said, well, you know, I made a wrong turn at the 182 there. Oh, nobody was watching the compass. And, you know, a lot of these stocks should have been sold a long time ago. I've been warning about a bunch of them.
There you go.
When we come back, I want to go through some of those ugly, ugly charts just to give people a flavor of where the real carnage is in the market right now. All right? That sound good?
We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm going to start the newsletter here in 9 minutes. So in these 9 minutes, I'm going to try to give you the best advice that I can possibly give you right now, given these circumstances that have arisen in the market. One, I am not ready to say yet that the bull market has come to an end. The six-year, 20-month-old bull market. I'll be spending the next 10 hours analyzing a lot of things, a lot of numbers, and a lot of charts. But at this point in time, I am not ready to say that the bull market has come to an end. That's number one. Number two, it would be a rare occurrence where I would tell you to sell everything and go to cash. I take it on a case-by-case, individual holding basis. For instance, I currently own Skechers in my aggressive growth accounts. Today, Skechers announced a 3-for-1 stock split. Skechers has not broken important support levels. Skechers is still a best stock now. One down, 99 to go. And I will go through my individual holdings one by one today. You can't just make it either chocolate or vanilla. It's a little bit more complex than that. You have to go into your individual holdings and analyze them one at a time. I don't care if it's a mutual fund. I don't care if it's an exchange-traded fund, which I sold two yesterday. I don't care if it's an individual stock. I'm going to go through them one at a time because it's not a black and white situation. It's an individual situation. Stephen, you're on the line now. You've seen a few of these sell-offs in the market before, and
yeah, you know,
all of a sudden me send out a push notification, this one hit my stop, and I'm selling it today, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, for the 5 years I've been here, I've seen this quite a few times.
Yeah, you've been pretty fortunate. I mean, you've been with me for 5 years. You missed the 2009 sell-off.
I know. I guess I started at a good time, right?
You've been a good luck charm, maybe. That's it. And you missed the 2000. That was the worst one of all. And I think we all learned a lot from the sell-off in 2000. I learned a lot. I was developing my app in 2008 and 2009. And I'm starting to get right now early sell signals, particularly on the Dow. Which a couple of weeks ago in my newsletter, I put out a warning. I said the Dow has got a rounding look to it that I do not like. But the Dow is just 30 stocks. You know, you still got to go. The Russell 2000 is 2,000 stocks. The S&P is 500 stocks. And it's still a case-by-case basis. So when I send out the newsletter sometime late tonight or early tomorrow, I'll have my updated numbers for 2016 on the earnings. You'll see all of the sells that I've made this week, which haven't been a lot, but we kind of have a formula, Stephen, kind of a proprietary formula that we use wherein I put in a line in the sand. And as a stock rises, I'll just give you a little hint, as a stock rises, we move that line in the sand higher, don't we, Stephen?
Yeah. Trailing, you know, sell stop kind of thing.
Sure. I mean, if you've got a stock that's up 50%, you're not going to wait for it to go down and give up all your gains before you sell it. And that line in the sand, generally speaking, as a percentage, depending on market conditions, and or technical, important technical levels, trend lines, 50-day moving averages, 200-day moving averages. And every day, Rob, I'd like to emphasize this. It's not a matter of making one big decision. It's a matter of making a lot of little. Isn't it easier to manage a project, a major project, by making lots of little decisions
Oh, of course it is. You know, people get in a tizzy looking at the big picture, and really all you can do is dig a new foundation one shovel at a time. You can build a building one brick at a time, and that's what you're so good at, and that's what I've always been so impressed with, is that your ability to wander up and down a stream and turn over rocks and find nuggets in the stream that other folks, because they're stomping up and down the stream or running around and being crazy, they're not even looking for the little nuggets that are laying around. And you look at a big, giant, volatile market out there that everybody's throwing their hands in the air and going nuts over. Doggone it, there are still some great opportunities in the market if you've got a guy such as yourself actively looking at and managing and putting and building the wall brick by brick.
Well, that brings me to the second subject, which the last thing I want to talk about here in the few minutes I have left with you. I had a question: is it time to start nibbling and start buying? You know what? You got to take it on a case by case basis. And I did buy one stock yesterday. I might have gotten in a little bit early, but I'm still a big believer in it. I think it is too early. I think you have to let things generally kind of settle a little bit here. Things are very nervous, very rocky right now. Let's let the seas, let's let the waters calm a little bit. Let's let the emotion, right now this is a very emotional market. And when you have an abundance of emotion in the market, they get a lot of irrationality, just like in a family. If there's too much emotion flying around, sometimes you're not very rational. And that's kind of what's going on in the market today. So I will do my level best. I'm going to spend the next 10 hours kind of in seclusion where it's quiet. I'm going to look. I've already looked. By the way, I got up this morning. I didn't do 1,000 jumping jacks. I looked at 1,000 stock charts this morning.
And I thought, were you just as out of breath?
Yeah, I saw some ugliness, and it shouldn't surprise you that the energy stocks like Chevron and Conoco. Stephen, how long ago did we sell the energy stocks?
Gosh, that was months ago.
No, it was over a year ago. It was last August.
Yeah, a long time ago.
All right, so if you're still owning, we had a guy that transferred in a portfolio to us that has ConocoPhillips in it. It had Chevron in it. It should have been sold a year ago. And, you know, the oil stock.
What are you doing out here?
Yeah, the oil stock. And I've been warning since the beginning of the year on the emerging markets, which continue to submerge. So, you know, there you go with that asset allocation. You should have so much in energy stocks. You should have so much in, you know, another area of the market that's just getting clobbered are the high-yield bonds. And people that are chasing yields here and buying these high-yield bonds, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be fishing out here. You should go inside and go where the fish is going. Okay, I'm going to check out. You're in good hands with Rob, Stephen. Make sure they get the newsletter this week, then, all right?
All right.
Rob and Steve will be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, And now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who we just proved in the last 30 minutes is alive and well in his bunker, and he's working diligently on the newsletter that will certainly be done sometime today. It's maybe by morning. He works 10, 12, 14, 15 hours on it and gets it out to folks all over the country, all over the world, as a matter of fact, in markets that we broadcast in from coast to coast, north to south, east to west, all over the world. And, you know, as we discussed in the last 30 minutes or so, there are a lot of folks who really are oblivious to what is going on in the stock market this week. And I sometimes wonder, I was listening to a pundit last night on one of the financial stations, and I sometimes wonder, are those guys better off? Because
I think they have it pretty good.
Yeah, those are guys that don't even worry about it. They don't look at it for 3, 4, 5, 6 months at a time, and everything's just fine. I listened to Warren Buffett last night. He says, I never ever look at it. He says, I'm in it for the long haul, and it's going to be just fine as long as we don't get in a tizzy and do fine, you know. But it's interesting, Stephen. Our phone rings more when the market goes south than when it goes up. I wonder why that is.
You know, there are those people who look at it every single day. And you know, if it was me and I hired someone to manage my money, I probably wouldn't want to look at it every day. And it's just kind of an ease of mind, like I don't have to anymore. So, but I guess there's still those people out there who, you know, they got to see it every day and they just love the stock market and want to see what it's doing. And I don't know, it's got to be kind of frustrating, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, if you hire a guy to detail and wash and wax your sports car every day, you don't go out there and wash your sports car every day yourself and wash and wax it. You let somebody else do it, and you enjoy driving it. You know?
Totally.
Well, I think that's a good testimonial for having a professional money manager. Like I said in the last segment, a guy like your dad is doing this all day long for the folks whom he manages their portfolios for. He's the guy that has to worry and stress and buy and sell and hold and park in cash and reinvest and do what needs to be done so that his clients don't have to watch it every 30 minutes or every hour or every 45 minutes and stress like your dad is.
I know. Yeah.
All he does is stare at screens all day long. I don't know how he does it. He's got to be cross-eyed by now.
Chart after chart after chart.
Yeah. It's amazing to me. I don't think there's any time of the day that any one of us here at Gunderson Capital Management can't walk in and walk down the hall. His door is closed. You knock on the door, and you open the door, and where is his face?
Right, and it's right, literally 6 inches from his computer.
6 inches from his computer. I know.
Oh yeah.
He's looking at little charts and little numbers and tiny little things and taking little notes on his 3x5 cards that he's got everywhere.
Oh yeah.
And you grew up with that.
Spreadsheets. Oh, yeah, totally.
He looks like a mad scientist of numbers.
Yep, absolutely. Always looking at charts, even on the weekends.
That's amazing. You know, when we did have that couple of hours to sneak out and fish last week, it was funny to me. He every once in a while, he'd call out a stock on his phone. He'd say, oh, you know, this is up, or oh, that's down. And he says, look at this chart. And I said, Bill, man, I got to tie a knot here. Come on. That's what he was doing while we were pseudo fishing that day. So that's
yeah.
he won't dare fish when he's out beyond cell phone range.
Yeah.
He says, oh, we're too far offshore. He says, get back inside. I got to be able to watch the stocks. Oh, well, anyway, I'll tell you what, it's a good opportunity for folks to sign up for the newsletter. This might be one that you want to get this weekend. So, Stephen, if a person has never signed up for the newsletter before, the Best Stocks Now newsletter that Bill writes every week about the stock market, about the thousands of stocks that he follows, how would they sign up to get that tomorrow in their inbox?
Yeah, so visit pwstreet.com, and from there you click on our newsletter tab on our website, and then you can click on get a free 4-week trial. Absolutely free. You don't have to put down a credit card or anything. You just got to give us your email address, you know, your first and last name, phone number, and we'd like to know where you're from just so we can, keep that updated with us. And you'll get the newsletter tomorrow. Maybe tonight, but I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Forever to write.
Yeah, he starts working on it on Thursdays, and spends all day Friday. And that's kind of been the motif for the way that we've run the radio show the last few weeks, because Bill finds that he can work on the newsletter if he's in his secret bunker hidden away without everyone in the office bugging him every 20 minutes. And so he stays out writing the newsletter. And then they'll get it in their inbox tomorrow morning in their email address all over the world.
Yeah. And, simple as that.
Simple as that. It doesn't cost them a dime. They can find out what Bill's thoughts are on the market, which ones are the best stocks now, which ones are the ones to avoid, and how to really maximize an opportunity in the market. You know, a lot of folks wring their hands and say, oh, you know, the sky is falling. The sky is falling, you know. And whereas a guy like Bill says, we might have some good opportunities in the market here. There may be some stocks that we want to look at heavily. There may be some opportunities that are overlooked by folks who are wringing their hands and running down their hall with their hair on fire. And, it's a good opportunity to slow down, breathe through your nose, and read the wisdom that comes out on the Best Stocks Now newsletter. So, if a person wants to sign up beyond going online, pwstreet.com, they can call us as well. Go ahead and give us a call. We can walk you through it. Where can they call us?
Give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
That's BEST. Now, I can't spell and make those go with numbers, as we discovered a couple of weeks ago on the radio. So what are those numbers?
All right, so it's 855-611-2378. And Claire, our receptionist, will answer, and she can either hook you up with the free newsletter, or she can get you over to Rob or Glenn. And one of them will be able to set you up and maybe talk to you for a little bit, see how you're doing in the market.
Yeah, we'll visit with you. We'll talk to you and get to know you a little bit better. And if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, we can walk you through it and help you. And by tomorrow morning, you'll get the you'll get the Book of Bill. That's a new book of scripture. It's called the Book of Bill. It'd be the book of the Book of William.
Yeah.
It's in the newest of testaments right there. It'll be this week's newest of testaments, the Book of Bill. And you'll get to hear all of his financial scripture that he waxes eloquent on for 10 or 12 hours each week. So that'll be a good addition to your weekly reading material if you're into all things financial. Now, if somebody would like to go beyond that and read that on their smartphone, or they would like to read that in their individual laptops or desktops or on their tablet, how can they read the newsletter there?
So yeah, they can download the app, the Best Stocks Now app. Just go to your either iTunes App Store in the Apple Store. Oh, man, I'm getting way messed up right now.
The App Store or the Apple Store?
Go to the App Store.
No wonder Apple stock is down.
Or if you have an Android device, you can go to the Google Play Store. Just search for Best Stocks Now, and you can download it for free.
So the Android Play Store, which we've been calling the Android Marketplace, so it's the Play Store, okay.
It's actually the Google Play Store,
The Google Play Store, the Android Marketplace, and they find the Best Stocks Now app. That's the critical part. Search Best Stocks Now, the Best Stocks Now app on either one of the platforms. And then they can download the app, they can download the newsletter, they can read it on their phone while they're flying across the country on a business trip or a vacation, hopefully a vacation. And then they can read the newsletter on their smartphone or on their tablet or their laptop or their other electronic device, and that's kind of a neat way to do it. You got the mobile scripture of Bill, and you can read that every single week. And when we come back in the final segment, we're going to tell you an even better way to get advice from Bill Gunderson. That's on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're going to be able to talk to us personally in just a few minutes. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money?
Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is safely tucked away in his secret bunker working on the newsletter that will arrive in the news, in the inboxes of email addresses all over the world, north to south, east to west, from Shanghai to San Diego. Folks will get that newsletter, the Bill Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter. And I think we've worked out our technical difficulties.
Steven, do I sound better? I feel like I sound better.
Now you're loud and proud. You are here and in charge. We're actually both now in the studio. We were having a problem with one of our headsets. And so see what happens when Bill leaves the helm? We start steering the boat in circles and figure eights. And it's a mess. We can't figure out how to even make the doggone headphones work in the studio. So It's good to be back, and now we've got one segment that we can actually hear each other and not talk in two separate rooms.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It makes it a little easier.
That's good. We're going to talk and just kind of continue on the segment that we had last quarter there, and explain to folks how they can get not only the newsletter but also the app. And we were just talking about the app and what it does and what it has in it that the newsletter doesn't necessarily have. So how does the app differ from the newsletter?
So the app is kind of the newsletter is more of your weekly update. What's going on in the market?
The latest and greatest.
Exactly. Okay. What Bill did this whole week. And then in the app, that's more of your daily fix. Those are for the hardcore guys, I guess. They want to know what's going on every day. We have a couple different versions of the app. So we have the free version, which anyone can get. It's free. It comes with about 500 preloaded stocks in it. What it does is it grades the stocks that are in the app. It gives Bill's Gunderson grade.
The Gunderson grade, the G grade.
Which is value plus momentum plus, the stock chart and what his overall grade for each stock is. And then you can upgrade for $9.99 a month, and that will give you access to over 4,000 stocks now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like 4,300 or something like that.
So you jump up from 500 to 4,000, just like that. And you'll get access to everything. You can look up the stocks by rank, 1 through 300. I think that's the best way I like to use it, see what the number one stock is every day.
And if I'm not mistaken, it even shows Bill's daily activity. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's another version.
Okay.
That's $89.99
per month. That's the
super
premium version.
This is for the total hardcore guys out there.
The person who's like your dad who has his nose in the screen all day long.
Yeah, so what this one does is it gives you all of the stocks, all 4,000. And you also get live trading push notifications from Bill anytime he buys or sells in any of his model portfolios. You get it. Instantaneously.
It's like your own personal web camera into Bill's world.
Exactly.
Into Bill's head. So you get to see what he does as he does it throughout the day, every single day.
Yep. And
that's pretty neat.
Yeah, if you're a conservative guy, he pushes out his trades for the conservative portfolio. If you're an aggressive guy, he pushes out the trades for the aggressive portfolio. He even gives out push notifications for his personal trading account.
And he throws out little opinions every once in a while, too.
He does, yeah. he's changed kind of what he does with the push notification. He kind of uses it as his Twitter now, I guess.
Kind of like that, his own personal Twitter.
I
see him when I read some of his push notifications. He says, that's a stinker, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll check back with me in a few minutes.
Yeah. Or he'll just say, crappy day in the market today.
Right. He's,
glad so I left early.
So it's the editorial version of Twitter of his push notifications. But it does give you good insight into what he's doing as he's doing it all day long. Really kind of lets you know what his style is like for the individual, portfolios that he manages.
Yeah, and as they all push to your phone, all the notifications, but you also get an email as well. So say you're away from your phone, you're at work or something, and you still want to catch up on it. Those emails, those same ones, come at the same time. So if one doesn't work, the other one works.
So it also comes as an email to whatever email address you give him. That same push notification.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, what if somebody doesn't have a tablet or an iPhone and they still want to have that type of access? How can they get it if they've just got it, say, a desktop or a laptop?
So they can go to the best – or actually not the – BestStocksNowApp.com.
So just best, start with a B.
Yeah.
BestStocksNowApp.
Yes. .com.
All right. And then you don't have to, like you were trying to explain to my old self a couple of weeks ago, you don't have to download anything.
No, it's just a website. Everything's there.
Everything's
there. The app is there. You can sign up for the push notifications. However, it is through PayPal. I know there's a lot of people who are anti-PayPal out there. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But because it's a recurring fee every month for $89.99, so you have to create an account with PayPal to get that going.
That's
if you hate PayPal that much, yeah, then you should just sign up with your smartphone.
Yeah, or they can call us. They could.
They could.
But that's more work for you.
I don't know how they would pay, though.
Well, we could take a credit card, right? Could
yeah,
we do
but
that?
Then, you know, it's tough.
We'll figure it out internally. I don't know exactly how we're going to do it. Now,
you'd have to really make me think, so.
Yeah, I tell you, man, then smoke would come out of your ears. Now, finally, if you're getting the newsletter, which is free, if you're getting the free version of the app, that's free. If you're going to pwstreet.com, you can sign up for all that stuff. If you go to beststocksnowapp.com, you can see all that stuff there. But let's say you don't want to do any of that stuff. You just want to talk to Bill, or you just want to talk to me, or Glenn, or Claire, or Steven even Steven. You just want to talk to one of us. How do we do that?
Give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
All right.
Which is also 855-611-2378.
And, you know, really, most folks, we get dozens and dozens of phone calls every single week, and we talk to just tons of people all over the world, actually, trying to tap into the brain of Bill and into his brain trust. We have great conversations with folks, great conversations, and we're happy to spend time with you, either helping you figure out how to have your portfolios or your money or your stocks managed by Bill Gunderson, or help you get signed up for the newsletter, or help you get signed up for the app, or just visit with you about what you might have. And finally, a great service that Bill offers is he'll go through your individual statement with you. He'll let you send over a statement where you currently are right now. Maybe you're with one of these great big giant big box brokerage firms that have you in some kind of asset allocation model or some kind of weird portfolio or something that you don't even understand. Bill will walk through it with you stock by stock and tell you what's good and tell you what's not. So I'll tell you what. Here's your opportunity. Visit us at pwstreet.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. And until next week, this is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. We also had Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.